U.S. Congress adjourned its most recent session without passing a comprehensive immigration reform bill. That disappointed California farmers who say they don't have enough workers to harvest their crops. They've been pushing for a guest worker program that would guarantee a steady supply of temporary workers. Growers warn that without it, the number one farm state in the nation could face huge losses. Sasha Coca of member station KQED takes a look at those claims.
Just before Congress went home at the end of September, Senator Dianne Feinstein made a speech on the Senate floor. She held up a dramatic photograph of a woman standing next to a huge pile of rotting fruit.
This is the pear crop in Lake County, and these mounds are rotting pears on the field because they cannot be harvested in time.
Feinstein raised the specter that a labor shortage could destroy California's $32 billion agricultural industry. California lettuce farmer Steve Scaroni agrees.
We're going to crumble. We're going to certainly implode our agricultural system. The question is, will that crop be grown and harvested in America, or will it be grown and harvested in a Mexico or a China?
Farmers across the nation, from Washington State to Florida, have complained about a labor shortage in recent years. Increased border enforcement has squeezed the labor supply, and the higher-paying construction industry has drawn in many farm workers. But are crops really rotting on the trees because there aren't enough hands to pick them?
When we actually look at the production, we're going to find the production this year pretty much the same as it was last year.
UC Davis agricultural economist Phil Martin says it's difficult to measure a shortage because so many factors influence the availability of labor. The Lake County farmer Senator Feinstein talked about faced unusually cool temperatures this year, and that meant a shorter window to harvest her pears.
The places where we hear the loudest complaints are places that either are known for very short season crops or places that typically don't pay terribly high wages or places that are remote areas and don't offer worker housing.
The California Farm Bureau claims farmers across the state were short about 50,000 workers last year, 12% of the workforce. But economist Martin estimates the actual labor shortage is closer to 5%. He says for farmers, even that is an uncomfortable margin because they want a predictable labor supply. With fewer workers, farmers have to pay higher wages, and that's part of the reason they're so upset. About 30 workers are cutting grapes in a Fresno County orchard. They're laying them on paper trays to dry as raisins. Farmer Jeff Jew says he was so worried about having enough workers that he raised wages to attract them. This year, his workers are earning about $80 a day as compared to $60-some dollars last year.
Every year, there's always been speculation, what does it take to attract enough workers to pick your grapes? I think that the differences over the last 5 years have been, will there be enough workers no matter what you pay the workers?
Jew says he can't afford to pay much more because California raisins just aren't selling like they used to. Ultimately, he's looking for another kind of solution.
I am sure hoping technology will be the silver bullet.
Jew plans to spend $250,000 on a machine to harvest his raisins. Then he'll only need two people to do the work of 30.
For 100 years, my grandfather, my great-grandfather might have harvested raisins exactly the same way we've done. The only innovation they went is maybe from a donkey or a horse to a tractor and maybe from a wooden tray to a paper tray. I think in the last 5 years, because of the labor availability and some of the other economic factors, most farmers are looking at different ways of bringing in their harvest.
Jew is just a little bit behind other farmers who've already started to mechanize. Down the highway, a neighbor is using a harvester that shakes the vine and sucks the dried grapes onto a conveyor belt, then spits them in a bin. Still, economist Phil Martin says machines aren't going to replace people overnight. That only happens when growers are really up against the wall and feel enough economic pressure to make the investment in expensive harvesting equipment. That's what happened with cotton and almonds, and now raisins. For now, the demand for labor on California farms and orchards remains pretty static at close to 500,000 workers. Most farmers are still waiting to see where the political winds are blowing on immigration reform and to see if their future lies in more hands or more machines. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.